This is Bill Alford with the Hams Market Comment here for Friday, September 6th. Hams sold 7,500 hogs Thursday, selling a range of $209 to $222 per CKG. Today's sales are expected to be around 8,200 head, selling a range of $209 to $222 per CKG. 100 index hog prices for the week ending Saturday, September 7th are Ole West 2020, 209 even, Ole West 2021, 221.70, Maple Leaf Sig 4, 208.28, Hams Cash, 206.28, Thunder Creek Burco, 210.32, High Life Cash, 221.04, and High Life Contract, $222.80 per CKG. Hams Cash Hog price today is steady, and forward contract prices open mixed this morning. On Thursday, Canadian dollar was up 6 basis points, with the daily exchange rate at 1.3514. The Canadian dollar is currently trading at 73.69 cents U.S. While physical deliveries of U.S. pork to major export destinations remain solid, the delayed weekly export sales report confirmed earlier suspicions and the net volume to all regions pulled back in terms of new net sales commitments. Physical deliveries came in at 27,955 metric tons, which was 4.5% lower than the previous reporting period, but good enough to keep the weekly pace 7.9% higher than a year ago. Mexico dipped a bit from the week prior, but is still maintaining a 4.9% pace higher than last year. New net sales commitments were less optimistic, coming in at 20,841 metric tons, which was over 50% lower than the previous reporting period. This saw the sixth largest committed volume for the year. Mexico again dipped below the 10,000 metric tons commitment benchmark, but it was the complete absence of China that made up for the brunt of the losses in this report. In the last report, China committed to 11,519 metric tons of U.S. pork, but this week they canceled 17,000 metric tons. That is not a huge cancellation, but the fact that they took on no new tonnage whatsoever stands out. China does not need U.S. pork, nor are they likely to start buying significant volumes anytime soon. In fact, most market watchers are expecting additional tariffs to be levied on U.S. and Canadian pork in the wake of the tariffs placed on China EVs, steel, and aluminum by Canada and the USA.